Well, John, 1-0 down after 6 minutes, and Craig Westcar sent off with 11 to go to the break. How crucial was that decision ultimately from the referee?
Yeah, it was a big call. You know, he gave a goal kick when it should have been a corner to us. They let it hit the lad's shin and gone out. And I think Westy was a bit frustrated with it, and he's obviously shouted to the linesman something, which you can't do. You can't condone it, and you know, it's just about discipline. But in football, no disrespect, you get abused as linesman, and you've got to have a bit thick-skinned. And I think he's been a little bit soft there, and I think to send a player off because of that and these sort of games and that, it's a big call, and he made it. I thought if he got the decision right in the first place, that doesn't happen, but you know, it then the shape of our team changes a little bit, and you're on the back foot a bit. But we haven't lost because of 10 men. We haven't lost because the referee's made the decision, which was probably right in the laws of the game. He's made it right. But how many times will that happen this year? I don't know. And I'll probably never see it in the top levels. You just got to get on with it. I see it on TV, players swearing and this and that, and they get away with it. But it's about someone being upset.
How frustrating is that when you changed the shape to try and combat what Stockport did to you on Boxing Day, and obviously that's kind of taken away from you, and at a time where there's only kind of one goal in it and it's all to play for, and actually after that you go and have a bit of a go at them as well?
We do. I mean, between the boxers, we played well, and I think the fans were with us there, you know. But the problem's not being, like I said, the sending off. It's being set players, two corners and a free kick. You know, this first one, a man's run off someone in the 18-yard box. Everyone gets a job to do in the box. They've got seven players, one taking it, two at the back and a keeper. So they've got seven against my nine. And it's just run off someone. And it's a free volley through the goalkeeper's hands and gone straight in. Now, do your job, that don't happen. So it's not tactics, it's not motivation, it's not someone, it's just someone doing a job. And then, was it a free kick for the goal? Probably not. I don't think it was. I thought it was a perfect slide tackle. But again, they've got it wrong, and it's a great ball in. It's a dangerous area. They've put it in. It's bounced up. The keeper's trying to come for it. He's being blocked by my own player, but then still up in the air. Go and punch it and punch someone's head off or whatever. To let him head it in from a yard is just, you know, it's soft defending, poor defending. And then the next one's the same again. He's took the corner and there's no one anywhere near it, and Chris has just unfortunately pushed it into his own net. And as a manager, it deflates you, deflates the fans, and then obviously the fans are on to you, blaming you, and rightly so. Listen, at the end of the day, we haven't won since September, and that's probably the reason why we've been losing matches, not because of shape, not because of the play between the boxes. It's because we haven't defended our own box enough, and it's been a bugbear all year.
As you mentioned, one win in nine now, and six consecutive defeats here at home, into the relegation zone you slip as well. What way do you kind of see forward from here now?
I've got to look at the positives of the game today, what we did going forward, and we created chances, and I think, you know, the effort the lads put in. I'm not going to knock the players. The players have been great today. Some fans mightn't see it, but that'll be a thing. We've had a go. Their keeper's made more saves than what my keeper has, and he's pulled them off, top corners, whatever, headers, down, saves, parries. He's done his job. Difference is, we haven't. I'm not blaming my keeper, I'm saying, but they've defended their box better than ours. And when it's come to the keeper's not made a mistake. And we have. But you keep it right, and you never know. You keep going. And something happens like the penalty. And then you get that.
North Ferriby next, bottom of the table clash. And that really is a kind of must-win game now, isn't it?
It is a win. Of course it is. And they've not won many, but they'll look at it and think, well, they've lost nine. They're not far off us, nothing to fear. A tight little pitch, and they'll want to go at it because they've got nothing to lose. Well, either have we. We've got everything to lose, so, you know, we just got to dust ourselves off and go again.
You talked about picking out the positives. Brendan Daniel comes on and looked lively, two shots from range, and obviously gets the penalty as well. And James Baxendale as well on debut. Talk me through those two as well.
I thought James played really well. His decision making was good, but that's why he's been a league player. He's been a league player because he makes the right decisions, he makes the right weight of pass, he makes the right runs. He's just a good player. He's a good player. And it was hard for him with only having 10 men, because then all of a sudden he was playing behind the front two, then all of a sudden he's having to play like a front man himself, lead the line a bit, and he's not the biggest of lads. So it was a hard afternoon for everybody. And Brendan come on to make an impact. Well, that's what he was there for. But I wanted to see that in 90 minutes of him. And the reason why he's probably on the bench, is because we don't see it enough of him lately. But that's what he's got in his locker. But others, you know, have got to do a job to keep him out. Sometimes a lot of the other players have to do a lot more running to carry that sort of player, and it's a Maverick, and at the moment we can't carry Mavericks. We've got to have a workman-like shift, and we did that. 1-0 did that, but obviously good teams are always 11 men. They're going to force a corner or force a set piece or a free kick, and they're going to get them in the matches, and if you're not going to edit, well, you're going to get beat, and that's what's happened. It's them decisions that's costing us, but it's decision-making all season that's costing us at the moment. And when do you stop bringing players in? When do you stop bringing players? Do I bring in another centre-half, and do I bring a keeper in? Because he's made a mistake. You know, at some point, the players have got to stop making mistakes. Now, if I went here and a new guy comes in, what was he going to do? Say, right, launch it. Launch it long. Keep it away from your goal. Get the seconds. Get free kicks. At some point, a good team's going to force a corner and a free kick against you. There won't be one team in this league that'll not get a corner in a game. And if we keep defending like that, no matter who's in charge, he's still going to go in. Because the manager can't edit for him. So, is it because I need to swear at him more or shout at him more? But at the end of the day, the player's got to want to wear the ball. And it's too easy. It's too easy. So, we just got to go there, and if I'm here or whatever, you know, I don't fear it. I don't fear anything, you know. It's my decisions, and now I'm going to stick to my beliefs.
You mentioned if you're here, do you feel under pressure as a manager?
I've not had any, but that's not, that's out of my hands. It's not my decision, but it's hard for people in charge when you're not winning, you know. They might like me as a person, they might like me this, I think I've got good ideas and the intentions right. But if players aren't winning matches, it makes a difficult job for them and it makes a difficult job for me. And at the end of the day, listen, I don't want to have good people come and pay money, good money, to see their team get beat every week. No, I don't want that. That wasn't my case to come in. My case was when I first come in, and was to try and get them to play good football and try and win matches and entertain it if we can. I don't think we're playing horrible football. I think we are playing some good stuff at times, and the players are trying, but they've got to help themselves sometimes, you know, and just defend as a team and just be awful, ugly at the back. And that's what we were pre-season. We're hard to beat as a team, and we brought one or two good Maverick players in to give us a little bit of class going forward the other end. But sometimes when you have that, then you lose that at the other end. But, so, you know, the defenders are there to defend. They've got to defend it.